This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Lucas Edston. The Archdiocese of St. Louis and Catholic Charities of St. Louis are among dozens of Roman Catholic institutions suing the Obama administration. They're taking action over a mandate that most employers provide birth control coverage. The Archdiocese and Catholic Charities filed suit today in U.S. District Court in St. Louis. The other suits from around the country were also filed today. Many faith leaders say the requirement announced in January violates religious freedom. The original exemption for religious groups allowed houses of worship to opt out, but keeps the requirement in place for religiously affiliated charities. Obama offered to soften the rule so that insurers would pay for birth control instead of religious groups. However, the bishops say the accommodation doesn't go far enough. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill paid several hundred dollars of interest and penalties for late property taxes on a Washington, D.C. condominium. The Kansas City Star reports the Missouri Democrat paid $197 in penalties and interest after missing the fall 2011 tax deadline by about 3 weeks. The newspaper article says she was also late on her spring 2010 property tax payment, where she paid $198 in interest and penalties. McCaskill said the District of Columbia bills people twice a year, and the bill slipped through the cracks. Chapin High School's class of 2012 will cap a senior year marked by tragedy and perseverance tonight with a commencement speech by President Barack Obama. The president will visit Southwest Missouri the day before the one-year anniversary of the country's deadliest single tornado in six decades. The May 2011 twister killed 161 people, injured hundreds more, and destroyed thousands of buildings, including Joplin High. Five other Joplin schools were also destroyed, with four more among the damaged buildings. Joplin High juniors and seniors attended school in a converted big-box retail store at the city's only mall, with freshmen and sophomores at a separate temporary location across town. The United Arab Emirates government helped equip each Joplin High School student with a laptop computer through a $1 million donation. The bust of radio host Rush Limbaugh is on display at the Missouri Capitol with fellow members of the Hall of Famous Missourians. Limbaugh's bust was positioned today near the doors to the House chamber across the corridor from the bust of a fellow southeastern Missourian, former Democratic Governor Warren Hearns. The induction of the conservative talk show icon has prompted controversy. Limbaugh was honored during a ceremony last week at the Capitol that was open to reporters but not to the general public. House Democrats sought to prevent the bust from being displayed in the Capitol Rotunda. Governor Jay Nixon is studying legislation expanding Missouri's Move Over law to include Stop Transportation Department vehicles with flashing amber or white lights. Missouri's existing law only requires drivers to move over for emergency vehicles. Transportation officials praised the legislation today, saying it would improve worker safety. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.